Nau mai, hoki mai. Welcome back. Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuihi tēnei. You're listening to 95BFM Breakfast. We've got a very special guest in the studio, Morena Mikey Havoc.
I brought the weather with me this morning.
Yeah, yeah, nice
one. Good morning to you. Good morning. And good morning, BFM listeners.
Just a ray of sunshine in the studio.
Hello again in the studio. Like, you've kept the studio just the same as when I was here. Oh.
Yeah, we wanted to make you feel at home.
It's like when you leave home and your parents keep your bedroom the same.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
like the same. Same one toilet, the same. Beautiful otherwise. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Hi guys. How's the show going? How's it going?
Yeah, not bad.
Thanks.
We're excited to have you on.
Thanks very much.
You've got lots of exciting things happening.
Well, let me compliment you on your radio show firstly.
Stop it, Mikey.
Oh, look, no problem.
Just show up and do our best.
So I'm here, ladies and gentlemen, to promote the tour with my band that we're doing. The band Push Push. Now, there might be people on BFM who, and if they would ever listen to when I was doing Breakfast and doing radio up here, regularly, who might have not heard me talk about the band once, because I did used to crap on about it quite a bit. You know, but if it wasn't, let me tell you now, historically, if it wasn't for BFM, who knows what would happen? I used to listen to BFM, but the first time I even came up here was to make an ad for a Push Push show in Auckland way back then. And then I came up here and I was just sort of sitting around waiting to make this ad, and I was going, this is kind of good fun. These guys are all pretty cool. And I just sort of hung out and made the ad and then just sort of hung out and talk crap with everyone for a while. And they couldn't escape for 30 years. And then from hanging out with up here and annoying people up here, that's how I sort of got a radio show. The best way to get a radio show, probably. Yeah,
it's so good.
And so that's how that happened. So that was back. Can you guess when? 1991 or 2. Would have been 92.
Oh my god!
In 1991, when we were number one in the national charts with Trippin', our number one song. That was 6 weeks at number one, 26 weeks in the top 50. Just saying. And then, but we're also at the same time at one stage, we're also number one on the BFM top 10.
Wow.
Much to a lot of people's sort of, a lot of people were very uncomfortable about that, at the time.
Oh,
because,
really?
Well, I mean, we're a bunch of glam rockers from the North Shore.
Right.
But now everyone's prejudices have been cast aside. That's sort of how that all happened. And here we are 35 years after that. 35 years after that, which I can't really comprehend. I can see it on a bit of paper, but I can't comprehend that.
Yeah.
And so 35 years since Trippin' came out, and so we've released some new music that we wrote.
Hell's yeah.
What about that?
So what is it about now that felt like a good time to come back together and make more music?
Well, when the band sort of broke up, we had a long time apart, but we sort of all kept in touch in a weird ways, Then one time we just had a jam. Oh, we're going to be in Auckland at the same time because two of the guys live in Australia now.
Right, okay.
Families over there and careers over there and stuff. And then we had a jam over here. It's like, oh, that felt cool. That felt like being 17 again. Like being 17 again. Oh, those songs are pretty good, eh? And then in 2017 we did three shows with The Darkness, the band The Darkness, and just opened for them, did little sets in front of them, and that was really fun. It was cool. And so ever since then we've sort of tried, whenever we can, if the possibility arises, we try and get together if someone's in town, and then we'll try and have a jam or something. And at one stage Andy, our guitarist, came over from Sydney and sort of went, oh, let's have a jam and maybe write some songs. And I was like, write some songs.
Write some songs.
Oh, we're so much more worldly now. We can't just write about girls now. But then we sort of just ended up writing these songs, and we got them to a stage where they were like, that's a song. And the cool thing about that, I think, like reflecting on it, which I was yesterday and recently, is like, so when we're like 1920, when we wrote Trippin', sort of thing, and it was like, you're sort of realizing, hey, I'm a good barista. Turns out I can make a pretty good coffee. Or you're sort of surprised yourself and go, hey, I can do, I'm quite good. I seem to be able to do that. And so it was like back then, it was like, hey, we can write songs. We can like write proper songs. That's pretty cool. It feels like a gift sort of thing. I don't mean like gifted, but just it feels like someone's, given it, that you're quite privileged to be able to know how to do that, And then to sort of go all these years later and go, we can still write songs. Like, these are good songs. Let's release these songs. Let's go for New Zealand. Let's do a video. Let's do a tour. What? You know, and yeah, so that's what's happened. And that was pretty much, you know, like we wrote them differently. We wrote them like Trans Tasman, though, in that modern style, where send me an MP3 and then and so your bickerings takes it, the whittling away of the song takes a lot longer.
Yeah.
Also, with, you know, 35 years since Drippin', like, and being in our mid 50s, all of us, don't let that discourage you from coming along on Friday night. But you've also got a whole bunch of other shit. You've experienced so much other stuff in the world.
Yeah.
You just want to write that you've got to sort of really filter out all these opinions and things that you want to say and things that you've been wanting to write a song about for years and all that. And just shut up and write the song, you know? And that's the fact we pulled that off, I think we're stoked about it, you know. And there's so much fun to play, and we're going to play them really well. And everyone should come see us on Friday at Whammy.
That's so what I'm saying, cool.
You know. And realizing, hey, we can actually write songs. That wasn't just a one-off thing that happened in a 20. You know, like
it wasn't a fluke.
We weren't even number one hit again. Well, who's you never say never, but you know, it's like
Oh look, everyone, you can.
Oh look, vote. I mean, it starts now. It begins.
Vote in the 95 BFM top 10. All you have to do is text the word vote to 5395 with push push.
You do that. Well, I mean, don't now listen. I would never try and influence your thinking, listeners. but I would like you to have a listen to the song.
You're also looking at number 3 on the top 10 currently.
I see your enthusiasm waned, eh, when the competitor came in. Interesting.
I got my eye on you, Mikey. So the reformation of Push Push, how hard was it? Or did it kind of come naturally, like saying, let's get together, write songs, and go on a tour? Or
you mean this last sort of this flourish that we're kind of in the moment of? Well, I mean, because it's fun. It's really, like, you sort of get together and you go, and you sort of, here's all these songs we used to play and tour with when we were like, you know, when all that was going on. And that's really fun. And it's good to sort of catch up with everyone. And then it's sort of like, well, I mean, these songs are good. Let's record them. And then you're in a recording studio and then you say, you've recorded them and they sound good. And you sort of go, well, shit, let's do some shows. The buzz has been really great for the shows. It's been cool. It's been really, really people. You know, people seem really. It seems to be quite it's the perfect timing for people who are maybe, still have their hearts in the 90s sort of thing. But then, you know, people like yourselves who have never seen Push Push. This could be your last one and only chance.
Mm. Oh my gosh!
I know.
It's a bit frightening.
It sort of feels like that for us too. It's like, so we might not be able to get this chance to all get together. That's the reason we're only doing the 4 shows. We're doing like tomorrow in Hamilton, Friday in Auckland. We're up at the Copra Tavern on Saturday.
That place
in
Helensville. Gone's hard. Well, that place is hot ticket, amazing.
And then down to Tauranga and the Mount on Sunday. Yeah, that's your chance.
4 days in a row of playing. That's quite full on.
Yeah.
I think when you come to the show, you'll go, that's quite full on.
Yeah. You got enough Powerade to get you through that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
yep. we've actually been really slogging out a last minute run of practices and really sort of pushing ourselves, and that's been great. Actually, it's been nights and early mornings, and get up there and do another one. It's cool. It's really cool.
Sounds better than the gym.
Pardon? Yeah. Well, I haven't. Yeah.
Yeah. How
the gym ever? So.
Mikey's a gym denier. Awesome. Well, we're so happy the Push Push is back. For the first time.
It must be weird, though, me just crapping on about it here on the radio and you like having really no idea of back then and what it was all about. You know, like it must, like that's
I know about Push Push. It's before my time, but I know about it.
But there was being there, like we were there. I'm just saying. Because I feel like maybe I'm just trying to paint this wonderful picture, like, you know, like a marketing guy, but I'm not. It was really cool. It was, you know. There was a time when we used to get like 900 people to the power station, us and 4 other bands, and none of us had records out. On a weekly basis sort of thing. That was really cool. There was a thing going on, and it's nice to be able to celebrate that so many years down the line, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
And hopefully give people the same buzz now.
And
get some of these lazy people that are my age out to a few more gigs. Because I saw you pop the other night. But that was like at the end of a massive big swag of gigs that I've been to. And, you know, like my generation, and your generation as well, obviously, but my generation, you know, party hard, man. Like, mm-hmm. they get into it, and it's like, yeah. it's really impressive. And so, yeah, but there's some people also who pull the excuse of, oh, since COVID, we haven't been out much. And oh, no, we just, oh, just, I was in town. Oh, that sort of shit. You know, just like,
None of that.
But you know what I mean? It's so, yeah. you know, maybe it's an, hopefully it's an inspiration for those people to actually get up off your asses and come and see. Come and see a show that you can, you know, hark back to those days that you when you did go out. Mm-hmm. Oh, those yeah. days. You know, and then and maybe inspire you to keep going out from now onwards, don't you think?
Yeah. All right, so
there's a champion at the bit to play that song, aren't you? Can you see it?
Yes, it's queued
We've
up.
We've got the title track of the new EP, The Truth, from
Can
Bush
I be the
Bush.
First? Can I just say at this stage, I haven't seen this on any interview so far. Truth. There it is. Here we go.
Truth. Yeah. Nice. All right, this is The Truth.
Hey, man.
from Push Push. Oh, my gosh.
It's the Frisitarian.
Pop Frisbezia. It's all go in the BFM studio. Everyone head along and see Push Push this Friday.
Whereabouts
is
it, though? Double whammy. That's
double
right.
Whammy.
Yeah.
And you can get your tickets from www.plusone.co.nz.
Come to the show. Come on. No, I'm not going to beg, but I mean, come on.
Please.
I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you very much for talking about it on the radio, and I look forward to you playing the song lots and lots.
Thanks, Mikey. Thanks for coming out. This is The Truth from Push Push.
Woo!